This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Undocumented immigrants will be able to apply for professional licenses in Colorado under a new law recently signed by Governor Jared Polis. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Until now, state regulators had to verify someone's lawful presence in the United States before granting a certificate or license to work in a particular field. At the law's signing ceremony, Democratic Representative Adrian Benavides said doing away with that requirement will benefit the state.
People come from other countries and they may have skills, and we're recognizing those skills are useful to help everyone in Colorado. So this is so important to move us all forward.
The new law also extends to people applying for state and local benefits. It will take effect in early fall. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Free meals will be available to children every weekday in Colorado Springs starting today as part of a summer food service program. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Nearly half of the students at the four high schools in Colorado Springs, District 11, rely on free or reduced price meals during the academic year. Through the district's summer meal program, lunch will be available to anyone aged 18 and under. The district has mapped out more than 40 distribution locations, including the Boys and Girls Club on South Shelton, Coronado High School on the west side of town, and Jenkins Middle School on the east side. Some sites also offer breakfast. A full list of locations, as well as when they open and close, can be found on the D11 website. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The number of tenants and landlords applying for emergency rental assistance has continued its steady decline throughout May. Colorado's Division of Housing received roughly 8,000 applications requesting more than $54 million that month. The state has worked through a significant backlog of applications, with about 4,000 still under review out of a total 55,000. More than $82 million have been approved. This is CPR News.